Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
A couple of things. You know, I watched that that Netflix special about those refs in basketball that were paid off to throw the games and stuff. I'm a little suspect this morning. I'll tell you why.
Why?
There was an incident during the Kansas City Chiefs game against the Denver Broncos where Patrick Mahomes, I mean, he's just losing it. He's so over the defense because they're just like sacking him and stuff. He's just so mad. So he runs, he forgets that there's a mic over on the sidelines, right? And so he's running over there and he says to the referee, "Can you let me know when a defender is close?"
He did?
Yeah.
What did the referee say? Because that's what's important.
He didn't say anything, but it's just...
Because if the referee came back and said, "Yeah, okay, we're in."
No, but gotcha. Everybody's finding it really suspicious. And even the commentators were like, "Did he just ask that?" And then the other guy chuckled and said, "Yeah, sure, Patrick, we'll get right on that." Like,
I got the clip right here.
Okay, here it is.
Yes, Patrick.
He's asking the official. Can you let me know when the guy's close? They hit me. Come on.
And they even talk over him. He's still saying it. And yeah. I feel like the commentators are trying to squash it. Listen again, because he's still like bitching at the ref for not letting him know. But the commentators are talking over it to kind of like squash it.
Can you let me know when he gets close?
Yes, Patrick.
He says, tell me.
Tell me. That's got to be investigated.
I know.
Right?
Isn't that crazy?
That's like Deflategate with Tom Brady.
Yeah,
that's
it's a way flat worse football. Than Deflategate, yeah.
It's very suspicious.
It's pretty much the same thing. It's called cheating.
Well, if they're like, "Run, Patrick," when he's about to get tackled, yeah, you can't do that.
I know, and the fact that he's not making a joke, he's serious, and he's still mad at them, and the commentators talk on him, and he's like, tell me. It's suspect.
Suspect?
Yeah.
I think it goes beyond that. That's got to be investigated.
I think
that's
so.
Wrong.
It's very, very odd, isn't it? The other weird thing that happened at the Chiefs game is that Taylor Swift was coming down the ramp, right? She's going into the whatever she's going to the suite and stuff. And all the photographers are trying to shoot pictures up her skirt.
Were they really?
Yeah, because they're sitting down and you can see the one guy bending down. He was standing, and then when she started walking down, he bent down to like kind of angle it underneath.
Yeah.
And the guy said, "Stand back up." Yeah, yeah.
Well, those never mind.
Well, you get a crotch shot with Taylor Swift's panties, you're going to make millions.
Yeah, it's worth a lot of money, probably.
A lot of money, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, it was weird.
Those Chiefs, I tell you what, those people over there in Kansas City, you guys are wacky.
They are wacky.
That's pretty crazy. You're trying to shoot pictures like that with Taylor.
Yeah.
You got a football player asking the refs to give him a tip.
It's crazy.
And then we have a kicker that got his kick blocked.
Zamboni the snap, Riley the hold, lets the kick to win it. Oh! Blocked! The Chiefs have won!
Do you know what a great mood would be in this morning if he'd hit that kick?
Yeah.
Instead of it getting blocked. It wasn't the kicker's fault, don't get me wrong. But we'd be
undefeated.
In such a great mood. We'd beat Kansas City!
Undefeated!
But no, didn't happen.
I can't believe that happened. I literally was like, I just looked at my friend and I was like, "What?"
Yeah.
And they were like, "Yep."
You know what you and I were doing, and they always tell you not to do this. We were counting our chickens before they hatched.
Whoa, that's a good one, Bob. It's funny because I said to my son the other day, I go, because he said something about something that Trump was implementing. I go, you know, with everything that's going on in this world, I go, I feel like we have bigger fish to fry. And he goes, what does that mean? I go, there's other problems in the world. I said, it's just a Bobism. And we got bigger fish to fry.
Everybody knows what that is.
My son did not. He's 18. He did not know bigger fish to fry. Huh? What is that? Have you seen the video of where they hand these teenagers, these two like 17-year-old kids, they put a rotary dial phone in front of them.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, here's a phone number, dial it. And they literally were like, And then finally, they figured out that the zero was all the way zero.
Yeah.
But one, they just went one. And then two, how did they do it? It was so bad. They didn't do the nine all the way around.
Yeah.
They just kind of went nine up and down. It was so awful. They didn't even know how to dial. I felt so old.
Last week, it's funny you should mention that, because last week I was listening to a radio on the way home, and I noticed several commercials running back to back that had phone numbers in them, and they kept saying, dial this number. And I kept thinking to myself, that's such an outdated word to use. Dial this number.
Well, how do you do it on your cell phone then?
You punch this number.
Punch?
Yeah.
But you're still dialing it, technically, I think, right?
I don't think so. I think dial was the old rotary.
Well, dial means that. Yeah, that means that.
Is dial.
But I don't think,
I think you punch the numbers. Yeah, I don't know. It just sounds outdated to me.
Yeah, because actually, technically, it is like...
Yeah, it's a dial.
Anyway, crazy. All right, what else? Oh, yeah, this is weird. I know that we've been talking about Zach Bryan, and the world is turning against Zach Bryan. And now all the Swifties are on board, too, because he's in trouble. They're showing the similarities between Zach Bryan's songs and Taylor Swift's songs. Here's an example. The first part of it, did you put them in separate?
I did. Well, it's all one clip for you, BJ, but you can pause it. There's a big gap. It's on
your
Vox Pro.
There is no clips in
here. It's on your Vox Pro. I have it here, too.
Yeah, I don't have it in here.
Okay. I got it.
Okay, so, all right, so going back to what I was saying. Zach Bryan, they're saying, did his song just like Taylor Swift. Here's Zach Bryan's part. All right, now here's Taylor. That is so the same song.
It's the exact same.
It's the exact same song.
Yeah.
And he stole that?
Like note for note, dude. Right.
Yeah.
Rat.
He's in trouble because now these Swifties are all over him.
Now,
finding all these songs.
When they get into the song, is it still very similar or very the same?
No, it goes different.
Later?
It goes different.
But the intro.
Yeah, but that's enough for plagiarism.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can you play it again? One more.
Just a different instrument. Same thing, it just sounds like it's
so
from a different instrument.
Crazy.
You know, one's on a violin, and then or fiddle, whatever, and then the other's on a banjo.
For note.
Yeah, for sure. So he's in big trouble. This whole thing, man, he should have never broken up with that girl. That's what we've learned from this.
Yeah, the attack is on, man.
They're also saying that there's of course, the insiders have come out, and they're saying that Nashville is a boy's, he's a horrible person. He's so mean to everybody. An industry pro, this is about Zach Bryan, tells the New York Post, quote, Nashville is a male bro dominated town. Women are the tomatoes in the salad.
Woo!
Wow, the tomatoes in the salad.
And I don't like tomatoes in my salad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that makes you gay.
Yeah, I guess I like cucumbers more. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I didn't realize me not liking tomatoes in my salad made me gay.
Yep, it sure does.
Man, oh, man.
Welcome out of the closet, BJ Harris.
I like tomatoes.
Oh, my God. It says the men in Nashville get away with everything. There's no accountability. He's playing Hyde Park in London. He makes so much money, it's crazy. He doesn't care about anybody but himself. Wow. They are going after this guy hard.
Yeah, they are.
And all his girlfriends are coming out of the woodwork. It's insane. Anyway, let's hear. I had something else for you. Hold on. I already did that one. Stand by. Mariah Carey's being questioned under oath over her brother's claims that she lied about him in her autobiography. I guess she said in her autobiography that that he sold drugs, that he was violent towards her. He's saying it was all a lie and that it was false and defamatory. He said that it caused him emotional distress and serious damage to his image, and now they're going to court over that. So,
who do you believe? I think I believe her.
You do? Yeah. I don't really know anything about him.
I've seen him, and yeah, I think I believe her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I have no idea. And then Diddy is trying to get out again. Did you see that?
Diddy
is trying for the fourth time to get out.
Yeah, Diddy's done.
What's his excuse this time?
Let's see here. I forgot what it was, but this time he's willing to give $50 million, okay? And they also said that he needs to be out so he can, really fight this because it's all wrong and people are accusing him that don't have a case, and the only way he can really fight it if he's outside of the jail to talk to his lawyers all the time. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. There's a lot of people feel that way, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, when they get arrested.
$50 million. That's what he's offering up now. He really wants out, doesn't he?
Yeah, he wants out bad.
He really wants out.
I can't blame him. I mean, when you live the life he was living.
Oh, my God.
And then you're in the pokey, and you're going to be there until May. The trial doesn't start till May.
Please don't do a menu just because I brought it up.
A what? Please. Oh, we have a menu coming up.
No. Yeah,
we
do.
But it's not jail. No, we moved on to assisted living.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah. A lot of soft foods.
A lot of soup.
Yeah.
Soup.
Or I do have a school, too. I think I got it from Nebraska.
Let's not start doing schools. Yeah. My God. Have we run out of material?
Pretty good, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Was it pizza day? That was always fun.
No.
All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
I got to find my menu, though. I've lost the menu this morning. But we will get to it. I guarantee you. It's, yeah, it's very good. Very good. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. It is Veterans Day. It is a national holiday.
BJ and Jamie.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Travel down the road and back again.
Those girls.
Your heart is true.
Are there any left?
I don't think so. I think they're all croaked.
There's one.
Might be.
And if you
well, the reason I'm playing this.
Wait, what are we doing?
This is my theme now for the for assisted living lunch. Because, you know, we did lockup lunch there for a couple of weeks, and it was a big smash, man. People loved it. They said, Beach, we want more.
Was it?
It was huge. Huge. Okay, Spadell, wasn't it huge?
Golden Girls?
No. Lockup lunch.
Yeah, no. People love lockup
Are you paying
lunch.
Attention today? Yeah. Jeez.
Here's the thing.
All right.
I'm in a pickle.
What do you mean you're in a pickle?
I'm in a pickle.
Pickle's not on the menu.
I'm in a pickle. I am not in the mood for what do you call it? What did you call it? What kind of food?
Assisted living lunch.
I'm not really in the mood for this.
Yeah.
But I am your partner, so I have to support. But I just want everybody to know I'm not for this, but I'm going to support and pretend laugh and stuff just because I'm his partner and I'm forced to do it. But right now, no desire for this.
To me, that's a stamp of approval. I love it. Thank you so much for backing me, Jamie. I love it because I know you're there for me. Okay, here we go. It's called the assisted living lunch.
Yeah.
Now, that lockup lunch was a big deal. People loved that. And it all started with, I wonder what Diddy is eating today. Mm-hmm. And then a guy from the prison sent us the menu. Now we're on to assisted living. Now, get this. For breakfast this morning.
Which assisted living is
this? Oh, this is Arborview.
Arborview. Very popular.
Where is Arborview? It's up in.
I think they do. They have several locations, maybe.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, Jamie, but right. I do have the menu.
It's in Arvada.
They're in Arvada. Yeah. Yeah. All right, the lovely ladies up there at Arborview. This is a good menu today. I think it's going to get a little bowel movement from fellas down the hall. If you know what I mean.
Are there no men there?
I'm sure there are. Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. There's a lot of hanky panky goes on in that place. Yeah. They
we
say.
Might not want to name that and do that, but okay.
All right. I'm going to skip breakfast because it's egg, sausage, toast, burrito, that kind of stuff. All right.
Burrito
for lunch
is too
today.
Spicy.
That's why I said Phyllis is going to be backdoor trots, if you know what I mean, right?
Backdoor
up and down
trots.
Up and down the hall, baby. There goes Phyllis again. All right, now, for lunch.
Yes.
Broccoli cheese soup. Ooh, Lordy. Yeah. And I'll bet it's good at the old folks' home.
I know, but cheese blocks them up, man.
Well, you got to after that breakfast. When you're doing a burrito for breakfast, you got to come back with some cheese soup, don't you? All right, got a side salad. Then they've got potato-crusted tilapia for lunch.
What is tilapia? Is that a fish?
Fish. Mm. Very good, too. Very good. Roasted potatoes and green beans with Jell-O. Now, let's go to dinner. Dinner's big. All right. Broccoli cheese soup's back again.
What?
Just in case it didn't work earlier with Phyllis, we've got it back again for dinner.
Right. Yeah.
If you pushed it to the side at lunch, boom, she's right back in your face. Right? Broccoli cheese soup right there for you. A side salad. And get this, on the dinner menu tonight, tuna noodle casserole.
Oh, that sounds so gross, dude.
Man, with peas and carrots. Then we're going to top that off with a Cocoa Crispy Treats. Wow.
What are Cocoa Crispy Treats?
Just the Rice Crispy Treats, only the Cocoa Crispies. Cocoa Crispies.
I guess they have blood sugar issues.
You're over there at the laid back old place, and you've got the tuna noodle casserole coming your way.
I bet that smells neat.
Man, that'll light up the place, right?
Yeah, I told you my friend was a plumber, and so he kept getting called to assisted living, and so he gave the three rooms that he kept getting called to, he gave them plastic swords.
He did plastic swords for, what was it for?
To cut up their turds.
Oh, my.
Thank you for being a friend.
It's a true story.
Oh, that broccoli cheese soup, it's in your face twice today.
You can't make that up. No. On the Bible, it's a true story.
You're a pal and a confidant.
I'll bet you Phyllis still has her sword, right?
And if you threw a party.
All right, there you go. You can let me know how much you love assisted living lunch. Simply text me at 51059. It's a feature that's just getting started today. We'll run it all week long if you approve of it. So go ahead and text me at 51059 to show your approval for the assisted living lunch. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on Veterans Day. Who is it you got to apologize to?
Shannon and Tony, my new friends. All right. Because I hung out with Shannon and Tony, my new friends, and it was crazy. Like everything was crazy, but one of them good crazy, is that she has that ADD or the ADHD or whatever.
Yeah.
And I want to wait to tell that part of the story when Carson's back because he has it too.
Okay.
They have so much in common. It's crazy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I just felt bad because I know I was like, I want to talk about this on Monday. And then I didn't get to talk about it. Yeah.
Carson's out.
Yeah. So he'll be back tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. He'll be back tomorrow. All right. You know what this Friday is? Big deal.
Friday.
It's a big deal. Yeah. No, not for everybody, but for a guy like me, it's a big deal. I think Spadil's going to be into it. I think you are too. I think you're going to be into it. Friday. You know what Friday is?
I don't.
Friday is the day Mike Tyson.
Oh.
Paul. Logan. Is it Logan Paul? Yeah, I think so, right?
Yeah.
I'll double check, but I think it is.
Yeah. And they go at it this Friday. Wonder why it's on a Friday night. I would think it would be on Saturday. But it's this Friday.
It's Jake Paul.
Jake Paul.
Yeah,
there you
not
go.
Logan.
Yeah, I get my Pauls mixed up because I don't care for either one of them.
And they look alike.
And I hope Mike Tyson beats the crap out of him. I don't think that's going to happen, but I kind of hope it does. But over the weekend, Mike Tyson said that the difference between he and Jake is that he, Mike, is a natural born killer.
Whoa.
Oh,
okay.
I like the attitude.
Yeah.
I really do. And then he said this.
Well, it was a no-brainer. But once he's in that ring, he has to fight like his life depending on it, because it will be.
Oh, man, he's going to kill
him. Here's what I feel like is going to happen.
What?
I feel like it's set up, right? Obviously, it's like a WWE thing or whatever. It's set up. But Mike is a little off. And Mike might forget that we're not going to really try to kill each other. You know, because he smokes a lot of pot and stuff. And then he does have that rage thing in him, you know? Because he does. And that he might forget the rules that they already set up on the side.
Yeah, I don't know where I stand on this. I don't know if I feel like it's faked, it's rigged. I don't know if I feel like it's real.
Totally
I just don't know. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. I'm with you. I think it's going to be rigged. I think it's rigged from the very beginning. They all get a big payday, and everybody's happy, right? And if Mike loses, who cares? He's, what, 60 years old, whatever. But then again, I think, would he sell himself out like that? You're Mike Tyson. Would you? I don't know. I mean, that's a sellout. If you go in there, unless you win, unless it's scheduled for you to win, then it's going to seem really fake if he wins.
I know what you're saying. Is that how you want to be remembered? Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I think if the money's right, he doesn't care.
I tell you, I think, and it's free, right? It's not a pay-per-view.
You have to have a Netflix account, but you don't have to pay anything extra.
Right. Yeah. So anybody with a Netflix account will be able to watch this on Friday night without having to pay anything extra.
I wonder what Netflix paid them.
I don't know, but I'm going to be watching.
Are you?
Yeah.
I have no interest.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, this thing's going to pull in, I'll bet, 100 million people.
Well, good for you guys.
Yeah. You're not going to watch?
No.
Why would you watch?
I have no interest in watching this. I'll watch it like in the replays and stuff, but to sit there and on a Friday night and watch them, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah,
I'm
sign
watching
me up too.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get a lot
we have
of people.
9 months of like hype going into this. Like, we need a resolution.
Got
to
see it.
I'll see it like when it's down to, you know, they do the nice little 20-second recap.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Friday night, it's Mike Tyson back in the ring, this time with Jake Paul. Should be big. Netflix.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, you and I are really, really living opposite lives.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm going today with my friend Valerie, and we're going to go to the PXG store.
Yeah.
To look at some new clubs for her. And swing them at the simulator, and you can't even walk.
I can't walk. Yeah, I pulled my back out. But I made it to work today. You got to give me a little props on that, right?
Well, I can't.
I mean, come on, man.
No,
I'm not going
to give you any props because you did it to yourself. I told you to get a snowblower, so that's on you.
Yeah.
So that's just...
I'm going to go home and relax. Unlike most days when I go home.
I'm just saying it's weird because, like, you use your full back when you swing, right? And, like, we're going to be twisting.
And the only fix for a bad back is horse racing. Did you get that, Spadil?
Yeah, that's a good
really?
One.
I watch those jockeys in the saddle.
Yeah.
And when they're bouncing up and down, and I'm thinking, man, that's my back. It feels good. Makes me feel good.
See, I'm afraid that if you just sit there, that you're just going to tighten up even more.
Yeah.
I would go and try to, like, find a hot shower or a hot tub or something.
Yeah, like a sauna or something.
Yeah,
that would probably help a lot.
Yeah, because you're just going to tighten up.
Yeah, but if I clear it all up, then my excuse for not doing housework goes away. I got to keep the lingering pain as long as I can,
okay,
man.
I gotcha.
That's part of my strategy.
God.
All right, we got to go. You guys, let me say this real quick here before we go from our show, by the way. For you veterans out there, have a great day today. We love it. We love the fact that you're serving. And for those that have served, this is your day. Enjoy and happy Veterans Day to you.
Agreed.
All right. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.